The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 4, text number 34. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on January 3rd, 2012, in Mendoza, Argentina.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinah. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6:3:19 says, Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. And the path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path, nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant with all false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one also must get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvita Sajiva Sadvaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So we're in quite a predicament right now. We're in a very difficult situation in the present moment. We are caught up in the cycle of birth and death. Serving our senses. Birth after birth after birth.
Nacimiento tras nacimiento tras nacimiento.
Sometimes we're a demigod.
A veces somos semidioses.
Sometimes we're a dog.
A veces somos perros.
Sometimes we are a wealthy man.
A veces somos hombres ricos.
Sometimes we are a poor man.
A veces somos personas pobres.
Sometimes we are a woman.
A veces somos mujeres.
We have been through 8,400,000 species again and again and again.
Hemos ido a través de 8,400,000 especies una y otra vez.
And in each and every one of these births,
y en cada uno de estos nacimientos,
we have never been satisfied.
Nunca hemos estado satisfechos.
Nor will we ever be satisfied by sense enjoyment.
Ni vamos a estar nunca satisfechos por el disfrute sensorial.
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
Because we're not the body.
Porque no somos el cuerpo.
Soy cuerpo. Sorry, alma, no soy cuerpo. That's right.
Somos alma, no somos el cuerpo.
That's true. If you try to satisfy your shirt, will you be happy?
Si tú tratas de satisfacer tu polera.
You go to the feast and you take your kurta and you stick it in the sweet rice.
Tú vas a la fiesta, te trazas y tomas tu kurta y la untas en el arroz dulce.
Stick it in there. Will you feel very happy? You get enjoyment by sticking your kurta in the sweet rice.
Tú te vas a sentir muy feliz, vas a sentir satisfacción por untar la kurta en el arroz dulce.
And you take a glob jamun and squeeze it in your ear. Will you feel you enjoy it?
Tú tomas una glob jamun y las trujas en tu oído. ¿Tú crees que vas a sentir satisfacción?
So the actual position is,
entonces, la posición real es,
if you try to satisfy the covering of the self does not become satisfied.
Si tú tratas de satisfacer la cubierta del alma, del ser, el ser no está satisfecho.
The body is not the self.
El cuerpo no es el ser.
The body is simply a covering of the self.
El cuerpo es simplemente una cubierta del ser.
So no matter how much satisfaction you give to that body, you will never be happy.
Entonces, no importa cuánta satisfacción tú le des a ese cuerpo, tú nunca serás feliz.
I don't care if you're a multi-billionaire.
No me interesa si eres un multimillonario.
I don't care if you're a rock and roll star.
Tampoco si eres una estrella de rock.
Or a big military commander or a politician.
O un gran comandante militar o un político.
Even if you're Lord Brahma.
Incluso si eres el señor Brahma.
Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartin arjuna mam upechita kanteya punarjanmana vijate. Bhagavad Gita 8:16.
Bhagavad Gita 8:16.
From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, everywhere is simply miserable place. But those who attain to my abode, Krishna says, they never take breath again.
Desde el planeta más elevado del mundo material hasta el más bajo de ellos, todos son lugares de sufrimiento en los que ocurre el reiterado proceso de nacimiento y la muerte. Pero aquel que llega a mi morada, oh hijo de Kunti, nunca vuelve a nacer.
So why are you wasting your energy?
¿Por qué estás gastando tu energía?
Trying to gratify your senses.
Tratando de gratificar tus sentidos.
Don't you see how foolish that is?
¿No comprendes cuán tonto es eso?
See, even as devotees, we know better, we still try to gratify our senses.
Incluso como devotos, nosotros lo sabemos, aún así intentamos satisfacer nuestros sentidos.
Because we're not pure devotees yet.
Porque no somos devotos puros todavía.
We still think of sense gratification in our mind, you see.
Nosotros todavía pensamos en la satisfacción de los sentidos en nuestra mente.
So when are we going to get smart?
Entonces, ¿cuándo nosotros nos vamos a volver inteligentes?
When are we going to give up our foolishness?
¿Cuándo nosotros vamos a abandonar nuestras tonterías?
And purely take to Krishna consciousness.
Y puramente tomar la conciencia de Krishna.
Prabhupada is waiting.
Prabhupada está esperando.
When will we all become the pure devotees, you see?
Cuando todos nosotros nos volveremos devotos puros.
Mm-hmm. We are all meant to become pure devotees.
Nosotros estamos destinados a volvernos.
Are we all meant to become topmost Vaishnavas?
Todos estamos destinados a volvernos Vaishnavas.
So, how will we do that?
Entonces, ¿cómo hacemos esto?
What is the system?
¿Cuál es el sistema?
What is the process?
¿Cuál es el proceso?
How you can become a pure devotee?
Y cómo tú te puedes volver un devoto puro.
That process is given by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Ese proceso es dado por Srila Rupa Goswami.
In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
En el Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
1, 4, 15, and 16. That's the verse number. 1, 4, 15, and 16.
Mm-hmm. 1, 4, 15, 16.
Adaushat ha tatasaru sangata brajana kriya tato nartad nirvitta shat tato nishtaru jistataha atastaktis tato bhavas tato prema abhyajanchati sadakanam yang prema pradur bhavetkramaha. He says, in the beginning there must be faith.
El verso dice, en el comienzo debe haber fe.
Then one becomes interested to associate with pure devotees.
Luego uno se vuelve interesado en asociarse con devotos puros.
Then one takes initiation from the bona fide spiritual master.
Luego toma iniciación del maestro espiritual fidedigno.
And he follows the regulated principles of devotional service under the orders of the spiritual master.
Y él sigue los principios regulativos bajo las órdenes del maestro espiritual.
And this way he becomes free from the dirt in his heart.
De esta manera él se vuelve limpio de toda la contaminación.
And he comes to the nishta stage.
Y él viene a la plataforma de nishta.
Firm faith.
Fe firme.
This means he's free of passion and ignorance now. He's in the mode of goodness.
Eso significa que él está libre ahora de la pasión y la ignorancia y de la bondad.
That's the nishta stage.
Ese es el estado nishta.
And then, from when you become solidly fixed in Krishna faith, Krishna consciousness faith,
luego cuando él está fijamente sólido en la plataforma,
then you develop what is called ruchi stage. Ruchi.
Ahí él desarrolla lo que se llama ruchi, plataforma.
Where Krishna bhakti is so sweet.
Donde el Krishna bhakti es tan dulce.
You simply want to chant 20. You can chant 24 hours a day and never get tired.
Tú simplemente quieres cantar 24 horas al día.
You can offer an arti for 10 million years and derive greater and greater bliss from that arti ceremony. 10 million years you could offer an arti.
Tú puedes ofrecer arti por 10 millones de años y cada vez tú te vuelves, derivas más placer del arti.
Whatever, and you can do any type of service and derive unlimited bliss from that service. That's the ruchi stage.
Entonces, en cualquier servicio que tú te desempeñas, tú encuentras un sabor más y más dulce.
And then from ruchi you go to the stage known as asakti stage.
Entonces desde ruchi tú vas a la plataforma de asakti.
In this stage you actually realize who you are in Krishna's pastimes.
En esta plataforma tú en realidad comprendes quién eres en los pasatiempos de Krishna.
You realize what is your eternal relationship with Krishna in the spiritual sky.
tú comprendes cuál es tu relación eterna con Krishna en el mundo espiritual.
And then you actually begin, you enter into it, you become completely free even from the mode of goodness now, you enter into pure goodness.
Entonces en esta etapa tú te vuelves libre incluso de la modalidad de la bondad ahora y entras a la modalidad.
And you have eruptions of bhakti within your heart. This is called bhava stage.
Y tú obtienes erupciones de amor dentro de tu corazón. Eso se llama la plataforma.
And then you achieve the perfection, prema.
Y luego tú ves la perfección.
The prema stage, you can see Krishna face to face, and you can personally reciprocate with Krishna at every minute.
En la plataforma de prema, tú puedes ver a Krishna cara a cara y tú puedes directamente de reciprocar amor con él.
Krishna will personally reveal himself to you on the prema stage.
Krishna personalmente se revelará a ti cara a cara.
So, would you like to achieve the prema stage?
Entonces, ¿a usted le gustaría alcanzar la plataforma de prema?
You think you can get it without working for it?
¿Tú crees que no es algo que vale la pena trabajar por él?
If you want to become a pure devotee, you have to work hard.
Si tú te quieres volver un devoto puro, tú tienes que trabajar duro.
What's the hardest work you have to do?
¿Cuál es el trabajo más duro que tú tienes que hacer?
You have to tame your rascal mind.
Tú tienes que obtener a tu mente pícara.
We chant Hare Krishna, but the mind is thinking this thing, that thing, this thing. It's not fixing on Krishna's name.
Tú cantas Hare Krishna y tu mente está en esta cosa, en esta otra, no está fija en el nombre de Krishna.
We have to learn how to meditate on Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have to learn to meditate on that.
Entonces tenemos que aprender a meditar en este mantra.
Not that you simply chant on your lips and your mind goes everywhere else, you see.
No que simplemente cantamos en nuestros labios y nuestra mente va a todos los lugares.
You have to go deep, deep, deep into the Sapta Brahma, the transcendental sound vibration.
Entonces tú tienes que ir más y más allá, más profundamente a escuchar estos nombres.
This is how you advance in Krishna consciousness.
Esa es la manera que tú avanzas en conciencia de Krishna.
Just like if a boy falls in love with a girl, you see.
Tal como el joven cae enamorado de la niña.
He becomes totally absorbed in thoughts of that girl, you see.
Él se vuelve completamente absorto en pensamientos acerca de ella.
At every minute he's thinking of that girl, you see.
Entonces, a cada minuto él está pensando acerca de la niña.
So in the same way, a boy falls in love with a girl, or a boy, girl falls in love with a boy, we have to fall in love with Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Entonces, de la misma manera en que el joven cae enamorado de la niña, nosotros tenemos que enamorarnos de este canto de Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Now, if we tell the materialistic person this, he will think we're crazy. If we tell a materialistic person to fall in love with Krishna's name, he'll say, you're crazy, it's just the name.
Nosotros le decimos a los materialistas que tomen este proceso y ellos dicen, ustedes están simplemente locos.
Y say, I don't want a name. I want a girl. Give me a girl. Don't give me the name.
Ellos dicen, yo estoy atraído al nombre, estoy atraído a la mujer. Dame una mujer.
What good's a name? Just give me a girl. You say.
Dice todo el nombre. Simplemente dame una mujer.
Or the girl would say, give me a boy. Don't give me a name. I mean, what is this? Give me a name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But this means they do not understand the science of bhakti. They don't understand what's the reality which we're living in every minute.
Ellos no entienden cuál es la realidad en la que nosotros estamos viviendo a cada minuto.
They do not understand there is a person, Krishna.
Ellos no entienden de que hay una persona, Krishna.
Who is the source of everything.
Que es la fuente de todo.
Everything is coming from him.
Todo viene de él.
This building is coming from Krishna.
Este edificio viene de Krishna.
This property is coming from Krishna.
Esta propiedad viene de Krishna.
Mendoza is coming from Krishna.
Mendoza ha venido de Krishna.
Argentina is coming from Krishna.
Argentina ha venido de Krishna.
South America is coming from Krishna.
Sudamérica ha venido de Krishna.
This whole planet is emanating from Krishna's body.
Todo este planeta ha emanado del cuerpo de Krishna.
The whole universe is coming from Krishna.
Todo el universo ha venido de Krishna.
Everything is emanating out of Krishna, just like the sun is shining its sunshine all over the universe. Krishna is everything that exists, is the shine of Krishna's body.
Todo el planeta ha venido de Krishna, tal como el sol emana sus rayos en todos los lugares, de la misma manera todo el universo ha emanado del cuerpo de Krishna.
And Krishna, who is also called Vasudev, that means he is living everywhere.
Entonces Krishna, quien es también llamado Vasudev, eso significa que él vive en todas partes.
There is nowhere where Krishna is not present.
No hay ningún lugar donde Krishna no está presente.
So you simply have to connect with Krishna.
Entonces tú simplemente tienes que conectarte con Krishna.
Krishna is right there for you right now. You simply have to learn how to log in.
Krishna está ahora mismo presente frente tuyo, tú simplemente tienes que aprender de cómo conectarte con él de nuevo.
Just like you log into the internet, you get online, you see.
Tal como uno va al internet y uno se pone en línea.
With my Claro 3G stick, I can log in anywhere and get on the internet, see.
Con mi pendrive Claro de 3 GB yo puedo conectarme a cualquier
lugar. But we have a Bhakti 3G stick.
Pero también tenemos nuestro pendrive de 3 GB del Bhakti.
And it's good all over the world.
Y está en todas partes del mundo.
You can go online with Krishna immediately.
Tú puedes ir a ponerte en línea con Krishna inmediatamente.
And there's no monthly fee.
Y no hay una tarifa mensual.
How do you log into Krishna?
Entonces, ¿cómo te conectas con Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. If you will chant with love,
entonces, si tú cantas con amor,
Krishna will fully manifest himself in the form of the name.
Krishna se manifestará completamente en la forma del nombre.
If you will chant with love,
si tú cantas con amor,
Krishna will reciprocate you with every second.
Krishna reciprocará contigo a cada segundo.
So we have to learn how to chant with love.
Entonces tenemos que aprender a cómo reciprocar con amor.
Not to be chant like Haribol the parrot.
No cantar como el loro Haribol.
You've heard of Haribol the parrot?
¿Ustedes han escuchado acerca del loro Haribol?
Yes, there's one island I went preaching on a couple of times called Taviyuni Island.
Cool.
Island called Taviyuni. An island in the South Pacific.
Oh, yeah.
Called the Taviyuni Island.
Yes.
And we stayed with one devotee family there.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, una vez nos quedamos en una isla llamada Taviyuni.
And they had a parrot in their backyard.
Y los de otros donde nos quedamos tenían un loro en su jardín.
And this parrot, he would go, Haribol, Haribol, Haribol.
Y este pájaro iba para todas partes diciendo, Haribol, Haribol, Haribol.
Was he chanting with love of God?
Estaba cantando él con amor por Dios.
No, he was saying, give me something to eat, give me something to eat, give me something to eat.
Él estaba diciendo, dame algo para comer, dame algo para comer, dame algo para comer.
His Haribol was, give me something to eat.
Con este Haribol, él quería pedir algo para comer.
He wasn't calling out to the Lord with love. He was calling for something for his tongue.
Él no estaba llamando al Señor con amor, sino que quería algo para su lengua.
So when you chant Hare Krishna, do not chant like Haribol the parrot.
Entonces cuando cantemos Hare Krishna, no cantemos como este loro Haribol.
That is the eighth offense against the holy name.
Esa es la octava ofensa en contra del santo nombre.
To chant to fulfill your material desires, you see.
De cantar para cumplir tus deseos materiales.
That is nama parab.
Eso es nama parab.
You should simply chant to awaken the love of God within your heart.
Tú simplemente tienes que cantar para despertar tu amor por Dios en tu corazón.
Simply chant to awaken the love of God within your heart.
Simplemente canta para desarrollar tu amor por Dios en tu corazón.
And if you do that, I guarantee you, Krishna will shower unlimited mercy on you.
Y si tú haces eso, Krishna derramará misericordia ilimitada sobre ti.
With every syllable of the mantra, unlimited mercy he will shower upon you.
Con cada sílaba del mantra, infinita misericordia él lloverá sobre ti.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading tonight about Guru.
Entonces estamos leyendo hoy acerca del Guru.
Guru is required to teach you the science of bhakti.
Guru es necesario para enseñar la ciencia del bhakti.
Because we require some training.
Porque nosotros requerimos de un entrenamiento.
Prabhupada says that just reading books is not enough.
Prabhupada dice, simplemente leer libros no es suficiente.
You need a teacher also.
Eso nunca lo enseñó tampoco.
So, what are the different types of gurus?
Entonces, ¿cuáles son las diferentes clases de gurus?
The first guru, he is called Jaya Guru, the guru in your heart.
Entonces, el primer guru es denominado Chaitya Guru.
That is Krishna. He is the guru within your heart.
Él es Krishna, es el guru en tu corazón.
And that Krishna within your heart, he manifests as guru externally also.
Entonces, Krishna en tu corazón se manifiesta también como el guru externo.
Prabhupada says in three ways the guru within manifests externally.
Prabhupada dice que de tres maneras el guru del interior se manifiesta externamente.
He manifests as the saintly devotees of the Lord.
Él se manifiesta como los devotos santos del Señor.
Anyone who is purely following Prabhupada's teachings, you see, he's our guru. He can teach us how to be pure. There are the books, also the scriptures. We have Prabhupada's books, they are also guru for us.
Y luego las escrituras, los libros de Prabhupada también son nuestro guru para nosotros.
And then also there's the initiator guru, the one who gives the who accepts the one as disciple and gives diksha, he is also guru.
Y luego está también el guru iniciador, aquel que te acepta como discípulo y te da diksha.
So take advantage of the association of advanced devotees.
Entonces toma ventaja de los del guru iniciador y de los devotos avanzados.
Take advantage of Prabhupada's books.
Toma ventaja de los libros de Srila Prabhupada.
And take advantage of the gurus.
Y toma ventaja de los gurus.
In this way you'll become a pure devotee very quickly.
De esta forma te volverás un devoto puro rápidamente.
And you wanted to take birth again in this material world.
Y no vas a tener que tomar nacimiento de nuevo en este mundo material.
So does anybody have any questions? ¿Hay preguntas?
¿Alguien tiene alguna pregunta?
Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.